The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right, what is good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Week's Peak. Our first peak of the week. It's Wednesday. I know y'all look forward to these episodes, you know? And I got a great episode lined up for y'all today. We have a couple of announcements to make regarding that co-host. And we're talking about J. Cole. We're talking about a lot of different topics today. But before we get into it, I do want to give you all a sneak peek of our newest or next episode coming out this Saturday with Ezra Molina. So check it out. You know, what should we know about good old Ezra Molina?
Okay. Hello, I'm Ezra Molina. I am a 17-year-old burgeoning movie aficionado. I've found that I'm really into it. I love talking about them. I love complaining about them. I love doing all the fun stuff that I do. Yeah.
I like that. Cool. All right. So if you like what you hear, make sure you come back this Saturday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Y'all know the drill. Because it should be a good episode on movies, and I'm sure y'all will learn a lot from the movie aficionado there, Mr. Molina. So before we move on with our episode today, I do want to give a quick announcement on our co-host. So I know I said I'm going to have a co-host this Wednesday. I'm announcing this Wednesday. My fault. I lied. I do have a co-host. Okay. The team met today, this afternoon. It's currently 11:30 at night right now. We met, I don't know, maybe 6 hours ago, and we have our host. Okay. But, I'm going to wait until tomorrow morning, before I, go ahead and, notify the person. And then I'm going to wait for a response, 24 hours. And after that, you know, the rest is going to be history. And we'll have a new co-host for these Wednesday episodes starting next week. So this Saturday, we're going to have that announcement right in the beginning of the episode. So if you want to see who's the new co-host of The Week's Peak on Wednesdays, then make sure you come back this Saturday and find out who that co-host is going to be. Because you're going to be hearing this person for the next, for forever, really. For the next, every single Wednesday, every single week. But a lot of thought went into it. We took just about a month, maybe a little more than that, to find this person. And each one of us is positive that, you know, this is going to be the right person. And y'all going to enjoy hearing this person, and I'm excited. It should be a fun addition, you know. And this is only the beginning. You know, we still have plenty of things planned that we haven't announced yet, and you know, we're excited. So that being said, I want to get into things here. So first things first, I want to talk about good old Jermaine Lamar Cole, okay? J. Cole, all right? We all know him. He's a great rapper, great artist, just all around a great person, all right? So if y'all didn't know, I have been a huge J. Cole fan ever since sixth grade. I found him through the song Love Yours. Alright. I forget even how I discovered that song, but I think I was just going through YouTube and I was going through music and it autoplayed or something like that. I don't even know. I heard J. Cole and Love Yours, and I'm like, wow, you know, that thing really hit, you know? And I'm sort of listening to him ever since. Before that time, you know, I always knew J. Cole, right? I always knew he was a rapper, but I mean, I didn't really listen to, you know, rap that much back in the day. But, you know, I heard of him, and, you know, I I knew a couple of songs, but I'm like, all right, well, I wasn't really a fan, right? But once I heard Love Yours, like that thing really hit, you know, it hit the heart a little bit, you know, and it stung. And after that moment, I'm like, you know what, I gotta start listening to this guy, you know? And ever since then, I've been huge on J. Cole. You know, I've been listening to every single album ever since. To this day, I have listened to every single album, every single mixtape. So I'm a decent fan, you know. I think that he's a very underrated artist. I mean, if we're being real, I mean, my man has gone multiple platinums with no features. Like, my man is just he's a goat. He's a goat on another level. You look at the stuff that he's done. I'm sure back in the day, he was, I think, the first rapper to produce a documentary on HBO. I don't remember exactly what was the title of that, but I'm pretty sure he was one of the first, if not the first, because I remember watching it. Watching the documentary HBO dedicated to him coming back to North Carolina, and performing over there, over in Fayetteville. So you know, you look at that and see, you know, how far he came to that point. I really think he's underrated, you know. I'm not big on rap, right? I'll listen to other people in that, you know, area, but I mean, J. Cole is just, for me, he's just on another level, right? Aside from the documentary, you look at, you know, the All-Star game. When was that? Last year, I believe it was last year, because this year was, I think this year was Chance, and last year was J. Cole, and he did the first, like, performance in halftime. And when they came to North Carolina, when when Charlotte was hosting the All-Star game last year, and he did the first, you know, like, halftime performance, and that thing blew up. You know, like, that performance was so genuine, and it was just such a I don't know, man. He changed the game, you know. He changed the game for sure. He's done incredible stuff. He continues to do incredible stuff. I mean, the man is just humble too. I mean, you look at him, you look at some of these pictures and videos of him just riding his bike in New York, you know, and it's just it puts a smile on my face, you know, to know that we still have, you know, humble people in this world like that. You know, he could definitely be riding Lambo and the Ferraris and all that, but nah, you know, my man keeps it real, and my man legit rides his bicycle through the roads of New York, you know. As a big rapper, you know, like, a lot of stuff can happen to him, but my man still goes out of his way and does that. You never see my man wear, you know, watches or like gold, or he's never iced out, you know. He's always wearing the same sort of, you know, wardrobe, and he's a humble guy, you know. Going from the shortcut, you know, with the goatee to now with the you know, the just completely different look with the full beard and the dreads and all that. But he's a humble dude. But anyways, I don't bring that up for nothing, okay? So last week, the Punch TD, okay, he releases a few tweets that got the J. Cole fans a little hype, but also hyped them a little too much, maybe. And it definitely hyped me up, because when I saw it, I think one of the fan pages that I follow on Instagram, you know, they posted this, and I'm like, shoot, we're actually gonna get this. So let me read off some of these tweets for y'all. All right, so someone said, "We want Kendrick." All right, and obviously for I don't even know how many years, you know, I didn't even follow J. Cole since the beginning, but 9 or 10 years ago. All right. That was that song that released. Let me give you all the exact date though. Give me 2 seconds. Black Friday release date. J. Cole So they did this like song. They didn't feature it together, but I think that was 2015. So like 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, they both had a part in that song, right? It was a fire song, you know. But in that song, I'm gonna be real, I haven't listened to it in a long time, but I remember in that song they're saying something at the end where something about, you know, something's coming soon between them, right? And everybody got hyped up, and you know, and nothing happened, right? But you know, ever since then there's been a whole thing of, you know, when are we gonna get that Kendrick J. Cole album, you know, or that feature, you know? But give me 2 seconds. Let me go ahead and play it right now. Because I want to see. I can't remember what. Hold up. Right there. You see that? You see that? Hold up. This February gonna be scary when I drop, and then he bleeps it out. Obviously, that's gonna get some attention. You know, like Kendrick and J. Cole, like two of some of the greatest to ever do it. You know, like, man, what better? What else would you want? You know, it's like I don't know who better than to J. Cole to feature a song with, you know. And obviously he featured a cover song with Drake, you know, but I just think him and Kendrick would be such an incredible song. But anyways, I want to read these tweets, some of these tweets to y'all. So like as I said, someone said, we want Kendrick, and then Punch D retweeted with a comment saying, what do you want with him? And then the other person tweets back, I want to put him on a 3-track EP extended play with J. Cole, because the world is going through a lot, and that alone would make the world so happy. Please make it happen, right? And then later on, he tweets, nah, I don't know. It might still happen. I want it to happen. My fault. Before that, Punch tweeted out, 0 tracks, not happening. 0 tracks, not happening. So that's what I reposted on my story last week. Because he pretty much officiated that nothing was going to come between them, right? But then he comes out and tweets, nah, I don't know. It might still happen. I want it to happen. He later on tweets, just about 11 minutes later, y'all really want the album still? Like, for real? I think it would be great for hip-hop. I did my part, though. I spoke to them both. Hit them. Okay. This is tough because obviously we all want to see that Kendrick J. Cole. We obviously want to see the album. As a J. Cole fan, as a rap fan, you should just want to listen to it, you know? Obviously, you know, the talks have been, this has been in the talks for years. And the fact that it hasn't happened yet, you know, is a little, I don't know. It's a tough situation. But, you know, when you drop a song saying, you know, this February is going to be scary when I drop, and you bleep it out, you know, you would expect something when it come out, right? But obviously nothing came out. Hence why we're still having this, you know, debate whether or not something's going to happen. But I don't know. So Punch said something may happen. He did his part. He talked to them both. So maybe one day we'll see it. Maybe one day we won't. But I just think it's going to be great for the culture, you know, as a J. Cole fan, to see them two rap on a beat together. Should be dope. I mean, because you think about J. Cole, and he's done a bunch of features. Some saying that was the off-season, right? He was supposed to drop a mixtape called The Off-Season. Never came out, right? But some people saying that, you know, it was... it was all the features that he did, you know, and he did quite a bit of features last year. You know, he did with Offset, Ty Dolla $ign, Young Thug, and Travis Scott. Who else? There's plenty of people. 21 Savage. There's plenty of people he did what's it called? He had features with. Who's the one he did Pretty Little Fears with? Oh boy, I'm trying to remember from the top of my head. I gotta look it up. I gotta look it up because it's gonna haunt me for the rest of this episode. Hold up. Pretty Little Fears. Black. My fault. That's who it was. So he's done plenty of features, and they've all just smacked. All right, no doubt about it, right? So he's done a lot. So there's still speculation what's gonna happen with the next album. Is he gonna release the Off Season? Is he gonna release the Fall Off? And when that might happen, is 2020 the year? But what happened to that Kill Edward album? Like there's so much. J. Cole is just, he's one of those guys who's gonna say, I'm gonna drop something tomorrow, and he'll just never drop it, But I respect him. He's a respectable artist. And if y'all don't listen to him, I highly recommend you do. Because J. Cole is just, he's one of a kind, man. He's one of a kind. Speaking of J. Cole, Dreamville Festival got canceled for the second time, man. The first time it got canceled for, I don't remember, it was for a natural disaster, I'm pretty sure. And now it got canceled, because of obviously because Corona. But it's tough. It's tough. Dreamville Festival has been, it has not been lucky. It has not been lucky. Keeping it with the J. Cole here, Immortal. Immortal goes platinum with no features. Another single from J. Cole. This track is from For Your Eyes Only. For Your Eyes Only. And that means each song in that album is now platinum. Is now platinum. So he has 22 solo gold and platinum plaques to his name. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? That's according to new hot new hip hop. But that is a crazy stat. That is a very crazy stat. But anyways, that is all I want to say about the GOAT J. Cole. Yeah, let me know what y'all think about that in the comments if you're on YouTube, or let me know on Instagram on the DM, or email us at the Week's Peak. Yeah. So I want to move on here. I want to move on to a good old segment that we have on our show. Looking at some national days, national observance days. At this day of the year, today's currently May 26th. So let's go ahead and take a look at some of these. I'm excited because usually there's some fun stuff. Last week we had B-Day and we had all of that. But all right, let me scroll down here on my list. All right, my fault. May 27th. So today is National Cellophane Tape Day. Is that right? Why is that even a day? Why is National Tape Day? Why is that a thing? I mean, sure, tape is useful. You use it for gifts. You use it to stick things together. But okay. National Grape Popsicle Day. National Grape Popsicle Day. What is that all about? In San Francisco, 1905, 11-year-old Frank Epperson was outside of his porch mixing water with a white powdered flavoring to make soda. Upon going inside, he left it there in the porch steering stick still inside of it. That night, the temperature reached a record low, and the following morning, he discovered the drink had frozen to the stick. Is that really how popsicles were made? I had no idea. I had no idea. Let's see here. 1922, Epperson introduced his treat, where it was a huge success at a fireman's ball. In 1923, he made and sold his frozen treat on a stick at an amusement park in Alameda, California. Huh. So that is how, okay. So it was first called Epsicle Ice Pop. Then he renamed it to Popsicle. Popsicles are one of the summertime favorite treats for kids of all ages. National Grape Popsicle Day honors one of the most popular flavors. Grape is really a popular flavor. I'm going to give you all a unpopular opinion. Grape is just not it. Grape is not it. If we're thinking popsicles, I got to go with orange. Orange or strawberry. I'm not going to lie. The fruit popsicles are where it's at. We're about to get a whole debate here with these popsicles, but I don't even know. But we got one more day here. Last Wednesday in May, we celebrate National Senior Health and Fitness Day. Interesting. Last Wednesday in May of each year, 100,000 senior adults will participate in activities across the United States with this national observance. Interesting. So we got three interesting days for us today. We have National Tape Day, I guess, with National Grape Popsicle Day and National Senior Health Day. I want to bring up tomorrow, Thursday, National Beef Burger Day, National Hamburger Day. Huh, that's cool. But, great. May 29th, which happens to be my birthday, National Paperclip Day. Huh, interesting. All right, that's going a little overboard there. But, cool. Those are your days. Those are national observances for the day. All right. So, the last part of second to last segment of today is our Twitter trending check here. So every Wednesday we're gonna check what is trending on Twitter and. We'll see what's up. So, Warzone is trending today. At least, we're checking this out on May 26th at midnight. So let's go ahead. Why is Warzone trending? Let's see. Is there an update? Ali A has a new kill record. Shout out to Ali A. I'm not into Warzone, so I don't know what's going on there. But that is that. We got good old Adam Sandler is trending today with the good old he tweeted out a picture of him on graduation day. Oh man, what a guy. What a legend. Adam Sandler, man. What an actor, what a comedian. SpaceX is trending. Obviously, there is going to be the Crew Dragon capsule will be the first private spacecraft to take NASA astronauts to orbit. I know NASA is going up any day now. I forget when. But first stop is the ISS, next stop, tourism, the moon, then Mars, man. We're really gonna get to Mars? That'd be so dope. That'd be so dope if we were able to get to Mars. But it's interesting stuff, man. I might have to bring on Parker one of these days to come and talk about these rockets, man, and what exactly they're doing. Tonight at around 9:30 UK time, NASA and SpaceX try to launch first crewed flight of the Dragon. Cool. So probably by now, by the time the episode is up, they're already launched. Hopefully all goes well. Very cool. All right, we'll see if anything else is trending here that's worth looking at. No politics, please. There's obviously some politics, political stuff going on right now, but we're not going to get into that today. But yeah, it looks like that's going to be all. But Why is Scranton? Scranton is, people didn't know that Scranton is an actual place, not just from the office. Come on now. That is hilarious. How many of y'all watch The Office? How many of y'all? I might rewatch it. We'll see. We'll see. Anyways, we're gonna move on here. Our very final segment of today is our Tranchi Pure Advice segment. So, today I was thinking of what I wanted to say, and I just didn't really know what I wanted to talk about today. What would captivate y'all? But this morning, I was at Costco and I was just thinking, as I mentioned earlier, my birthday is this Friday, and it just got me thinking, like, damn, like I'm already at another year, I'm already turning, the next age, right? And got me thinking, man, how well did I, quote unquote, do 16, right? How well did I live my 16th year? I feel like there's some stuff I could have done better, some stuff I could have, maybe not have done, but my point is, every single day, your timer continues. Every second, every moment, each one of us has a timer. And it never stops. There's no way to stop it. It's literally just time. That's it. No buttons, no nothing. So no matter what you choose to do, that timer will always continue to keep going. So if you're stuck in a rough place right now, you're stuck somewhere and you're wasting your time doing this, you're wasting your time on people, wasting your time on things, you're just wasting your own time, man. Put 110 into life, and I guarantee you it will put 120 back at you. I promise. I promise. Instead of sitting doing nothing, sit there and work on your mindset. I've explained it before. The most important thing you can do with your time is work on yourself. Because time doesn't care about you. So you gotta care about the time. Think about that, Life is a timer. It's not gonna stop. If you fall, if you fail, and you choose to stay on the ground, that time's gonna keep going. Life is gonna throw a lot worse at you. So keep running, keep moving, okay? It's kind of like, coaches always say, to hustle. They never want to see you walk, right? And although we hate it, right, staying in one place or walking is, at the end of the day, is going to be unproductive, no matter how tired we feel, no matter how exhausted we feel, right? Same thing as life. It's going to throw a lot of us at us, and we're going to feel exhausted, we're going to feel tired, we're going to feel like we want to stop. But it's important to keep moving. It's important to keep moving. Because the moment you stop moving is the moment that timer is going to go even faster, believe it or not. All right. So time's not going to stop for you. So what better is there to do than to walk a little faster through life, right? So continue to do big things, continue to smile, continue to work on yourself, work on your mindset, and you'll get where you want to get. It's going to take time, but at the end of the day, like I said, if you're not where you're at and you're complaining about it, you're, just talking crap about your situation, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything. Time's going to keep moving. Life's going to keep throwing stuff at you. And it's easier to kick a man while he's down. So don't stay down. All right. Pick yourself up from every situation. All right. There's your pure Tranchi advice for today. Hopefully y'all can use that. Yeah. So that being said, this has been the week's peak. We overcame this peak. We will see y'all at the next one, next Saturday, 12 p.m. You heard the sneak peek. You won't want to miss it. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All major podcast platforms. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. And adios.